Welcome to Twin Cities Weekend. Patty Peterson is here to talk about the Jazz Women All-Stars Show at the Dakota, Saturday, September 24th at 7 and 9 p.m. Women are underrepresented in jazz, but Patty notes that drummer Terry Lynn Carrington has put out a couple of great CDs of women jazz musicians. And then there's the great local scene.
I was so inspired by the incredible women I did a Mother's Day show with that it stayed. And then I suggested it to Steve Heckler with the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. Now, there's a winter one and there is a summer one. I planted the seed, and about a year and a half later, it came to fruition.
So, Patty, once there was a venue for the event, you had to curate it, and you had to think very quickly of Debbie Duncan.
A lot of people know her as an R&B singer. Some know her as a gospel singer. But when I heard her sing jazz for the first time at the Dakota Jazz Club many years ago, her scat singing absolutely knocked me out. She is a true jazz musician, but she uses her voice to scat around the chord changes, and she's very fun to watch on stage.
Speaking with Patty Peterson about the Jazz Women All-Stars show at the Dakota, how did you go about picking the Jazz Women instrumentalists on the show?
I fell in love with two women in town who play incredible jazz piano, and their names are Laura Caviani and Mary Louise Knutson. And I asked them both because I would have made space for both of them. But the first time we all performed together, debuting at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival in 2016, Mary Louise was the one who was available for the night. So I built off that, and I invited a wonderful drummer from the Twin Cities who does a lot of work in the Phoenix area during season, as they call it, Sheila Early. The bassist, Joan Griffith, has remained here. She's an educator, and she's a guitarist and bassist, and she is who I have admired for many, many years. We rounded out the rhythm section with an incredible saxophonist. Her name is Mary Petrick. She's a recording artist as well, and her sound is incredible. Can't wait for you to hear her play soprano and tenor, and it just rounds out the rhythm section. I'm really, really happy with it.
That's a little of In the Bubble, thoughtful piano playing by Mary Louise Knutson. Your sister is coming up. Now, she hardly ever plays the Twin Cities because she's in Palm Springs most of the time, but she's going to come up and be part of the show.
She's such an incredible writer, Phil, and I love how she delivers a song and a very catchy melody, and I know everyone will fall in love with her.
It's too late to leave early, so let the music starts. Play it again, Sam, 'cause I love the jam and I've got a party heart. I can't miss a good time. You know that's not my style. It's too late to leave early. Lord, I'll be dancing in the aisle.
The vocalist was Linda Peterson. Oh, and forgot to mention, the curator for the event, Patty Peterson, will sing as well. The Jazz Women All-Stars at the Dakota in Minneapolis, Saturday night, September 24th, with shows at 7 and 9 p.m. Information at dakotacooks.com. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.